A group of upstate lawmakers is asking the state to step in and fund refugee resettlement programs that they say have been caught up in President Donald Trump's travel ban and the resulting chaos. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The federal government funds refugee resettlement centers located in cities in upstate New York. But under the rules, the money for staff is based on the number of refugees coming in. When President Trump's travel ban briefly froze the entry of refugees from the seven majority Muslim countries, the funding for the resettlement centers dried up too. Assemblyman Sean Ryan is from the Buffalo area, where 1,800 refugees resettled in 2016. He says the ban sent shockwaves through New York's refugee resettlement system and that people already in the U.S. still need the vital services.
Without funding, the agencies wouldn't be able to serve the refugees who have already come to New York or are currently being resettled.
Ryan was joined by lawmakers representing Rochester, Utica, and Albany. They're asking the state to step in and bridge the gap and provide $12 million in the new budget for the centers to keep helping people who have newly arrived in New York. They say there have already been layoffs of resettlement workers. Jill Peckinpah is with the Albany branch of the U.S. Committee on Refugees and Immigrants. She says the work involves everything from locating an apartment so those getting off the plane have a place to live to simple, everyday life decisions.
How to use a machine at the laundromat, how much is 25 cents worth, how to get on the buses, how to find familiar foods in the grocery stores.
Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi of Utica says New York owes a debt to its most recent refugees. He says the 15,000 or so who have resettled in his city in the past several years have revitalized whole neighborhoods.
Many upstate cities would be an empty shell if it wasn't for our refugees and immigrant communities. And we want to make sure that we continue to be welcoming, we continue to accept these wonderful people into our communities, and that the state provides the resources to allow our cities to continue to grow and accept refugees.
Even though the president's executive order on the travel ban has been stayed by a federal appeals court, Assemblyman Ryan says the flow of people settling in New York has not resumed in full, and the future is very uncertain.
The light switch didn't just turn back on, and refugees aren't fully coming back in. So, you know, it's a multi-week process to get you from a displaced person camp in Thailand into America. And right now, the agencies abroad aren't prepared to spend the money on an if-come that you could get stopped at the border again.
The funding gap in the settlement programs impacts upstate because the federal government decides where to send the refugees and has determined that New York City and other downstate areas were just too expensive. The lawmakers say the refugees are fully documented and that many have spent years in refugee camps while they were vetted to come to the U.S. The legislators, all Assembly Democrats, say Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie is supportive of their plan, but it also has to pass the state Senate, which is led by a coalition of Republicans and breakaway Democrats. And so far, they have not taken a position. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.